Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Joel Pearl at Fightful.com. I'm here with a name you know, a name you probably love. It's Joey Janela. How are you doing, Joey?
Is that the face they make? That's like that porn face.
I don't want to like the anime porn girls. It's called the I got. I shouldn't know this.
What is it called?
I don't know. I'm just gonna pretend. You know what? In the comments here on YouTube.com.
Just tell me afterwards.
Yeah, just tell Joey. I'll do that. All right, let's just jump right into it. We're here at GCW in Toronto, Worst Behavior. Joey, I gotta kick things off with, what's the most non-deathmatch you've ever had?
Fuck, man. That's a hard one. I think recent, actually. I think me and Matt Justice at AIW, we had like a 22-minute match where we just like, I couldn't walk afterwards. Like, it was fucked up.
Really?
Like, we just went and we just like... getting dropped on my head, getting put through tables, getting hit in the head with chairs, doors, getting buried under guardrails, getting slammed through guardrails. It was a pretty fucked up match. So I would go watch that on Fight Plus because I showed it to a few people and they're like, well, this match just keeps on escalating and it's getting more and more violent and more uncomfortable. And that's one in recent, but there's been plenty.
I believe it. Ben Tull tonight was your opponent in GCW. Ben is a chef, as some may or may not know.
I don't know.
You've never seen his merch? He's got the send food pics.
No, I didn't know.
He's a very prolific...
You should have brought me a fucking lobster then.
Maybe a lobster or a poutine, maybe.
Yeah, that's my opponents. You know, I'm a veteran now. I've been wrestling for like 18 years now. Mm-hmm. So I expect my opponents, when I wrestle them the first time, to bring me a gift like lobster or lobster roll or lobster bisque anything lobster.
I feel like that's a very East Coast thing to do if you're wrestling in Maine.
Yeah, lobster. I can't afford it anymore because not getting the paychecks anymore from good old Tony Khan. So you got to bring it to me now, and I got to eat it for free.
So with that in mind, I guess I feel weird asking, what's your one meal that you got to eat on the road? Your favorite meal or the one thing you always have to have?
Fuck, man. I eat everything. I'm real fucked up when it comes to... eating. I'll go to a city and then I'll say I'm hungry. I'll go on Google for about an hour and a half looking at comparing reviews to restaurants, and then I'll go from there. I'll go best restaurants in this area, and then I'll see what the top restaurant is there, and then I'll go to Google and I'll look at the star ratings, and that's the restaurant I'll go to. So anything nice, and I'll blow all my money, my merch money, on food and alcohol.
You don't chance it with the hole in the wall establishments?
Not really.
They're the best though.
Not really. No. I ate a lot of fast food though.
Okay, that's
fair. We're doing a fucking interview, guys.
I love it. Behind us are a bunch of chairs being stacked and thrown. So that's just what you do. This is the indie wrestling
scene.
Looks
like my wrestling match tonight.
Steel cages, dog collars, random relaxed rules, clusterfucks, all that stuff. You have been in almost every match imaginable.
Every.
Give me a match that maybe you thought of doing that you would want to bring into the wrestling world. Or, if you don't have one of those, What's your favorite one of all those weird-ass match stipulations you've been doing?
Fuck. Mash to bring Kennel from Hell, maybe?
Oh, you want to bring it back?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, fuck PETA.
Who do you want to who do you want to fight in a Kennel from Hell match?
Maybe Al Snow.
Okay.
Maybe Al Snow.
Yeah. Let's go, Al Snow.
Probably not. Maybe, let me think. That's a hard one. Maybe Jimmy Lloyd.
Oh,
so I can finally, bad. I'll feed him to the dogs, maybe die, and then he won't steal money from his mom anymore. So I'm doing it for his family. They love him. They love him, but it's getting out of hand.
Second to last question for you. I'm going to take you back all the way to A1 Wrestling in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Yes, Ethan Page.
Ethan Page's promotion. Once upon a time, you had a match with Stokely Hathaway, MJF, and Dominic Guarini. First of all, what was the A1 Outer Limits title? Do you remember what that was? And second of all, do you have any memories of working with those specific guys in general?
Stokely, I remember the MJF match was... MJF match that Falls Count Anywhere belt was fucking awesome. It's on YouTube. Where I actually hijacked a car at one point as the fans were leaving. That was on the fly. Everything was on the fly in that, and I jumped in and I gave him probably the most vicious lariat of all time from the car window. And now MJF is a millionaire, and I'm still on the indies getting a hot dog and a handshake. So maybe I should have been the one on the receiving end of that clothesline. They've kind of maybe changed reality, the butterfly effect. Maybe go back, maybe... I'm the one that takes the clothesline from the car. He's the one giving it. And I'm the one now with the Ferrari. I'm the one with the $1 million. And
but then I got to be sitting here talking to MJF.
That's not nearly getting berated.
Yeah, I like you better than MJF in this
case. Yeah.
My final question for you tonight, because we're on the indies and because Johnny Gargano was once asked this question and he said in a prison yard, where's the weirdest place you've ever had a match?
Fuck.
Am I breaking you tonight with questions that are weird? This is normal for me.
It's weird, but I'm trying to think because I've done. We did a show for early days GCW at Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey. And the entranceway was formerly where they did the Batman stage show. So there was all types of weird fucking Gotham City looking building. Was the entranceway with fucking traps and whatnot. So that's kind of weird. Where else have I done fucking weird wrestling? I've done some weird fucking wrestling. I'm trying to think. I've wrestled once on a shoot. I did a Falls Count Anywhere match in England, which went viral. Like all my shit goes viral. I'm the most viral wrestler probably of all time. Where I went on a double-decker bus shoot as it was turning the corner and gave the girl a DDT on the bus, and I almost got arrested on the spot for doing something so stupid. So technically, I wrestled on a double-decker bus in somewhere in England. I don't know, Coventry, I think it was. I have CTE, so for me to remember that, it's a fucking miracle.
Let's take us home, bad boy. Plug where you're going, plug what you're doing, and plug all your socials.
Dude, we're a couple weeks away from WrestleMania weekend. Spring break, it's sold out, so watch on Fight Plus. $7.99. You get that. You get Bloodsport. You get the DDT shows. It'll get your dick nice and rock hard. Maybe a little pre dripping out as you watch Joey Janela at spring break take on the one and only Ahmed Johnson. No, that's not happening, but I wish. I wish. But I am wrestling someone at spring break. And it's going to piss a lot of people off. And I love pissing people off. But it's going to also make a lot of people happy. And, you know, I've been working extra hard, you know, getting my cardio up for this match with Ahmed Johnson, as we'll just say who it is. And, spring break. Catch me there. And then catch me after that getting drunk all weekend and whatever else is laying around. Anything. I'll do WrestleMania weekend. I'll do any drugs, probably.
Joey Janela, thank you for your time. I am at Joel Pearl.
I'm kidding. I'm not doing drugs. I'm still trying to get that developmental deal from the WWE. So I don't do drugs. You could test me. In 2 months, my piss will be clean. But right now, someone slipped something in my drink the other night, and it's a little funky, and I might fail the drug test. So WrestleMania weekend, I'm not doing any drugs. I'm a good boy. Bad boy is just a gimmick. Good. Going to church after my match. And, yeah.
Joey broke me instead. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Hey, guys. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NordVPN.com/Fightful makes my browsing experience better. Way better than yours if you don't use it. Why? Because I can block online trackers. I can block annoying pop-up ads and malware. I can browse safely, securely, wherever I am, even if I'm right here on all my devices. This laptop, actually this is a desktop. What am I saying? But this laptop right here, this phone right here, that router over there, the TV over there, all with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can also save on pay-per-views. Maybe you want to check out AEW without commercials. Maybe you miss the old WWE Network. Maybe you want to buy a big UFC pay-per-view with an overseas service at a much more affordable rate. NordVPN.com/Fightful not only has you covered, but when you get one of their plans, you're effectively going to save yourself money. And I'm going to save you some more. 4 months free on top of that deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.